In Dublin City in 1913, the boss was boss and poor were slaves. The women working and the children hungry. Then on came Larkin like a mighty wave. The workmen cringed when the bossman thundered, and just 10 hours was his weekly chore. He asked for little and less was granted, less getting little he would ask for more. Then God sent Larkin, so dark and handsome, a mighty man with a mighty tongue, the voice of justice, the voice of labour, and he was gifted and he was young. And God sent Larkin in 1913, a mighty man with a mighty tongue. He raised the workers, he gave them courage. He was a leader, a worker's son. In the month of August, the bossman told us no union men for him could work. We stood by Larkin, we told the bossman we'd fight or die, but we would not shirk. 8 months we fought and 8 months we starved. We stood by Larkin through thick and thin. But foodless homes and the crying of children, they broke our hearts and we could not win. Then Larkin left us, we seemed defeated. The night was black for the working man. And on came Connolly with hope and counsel. His motto was that we'd rise again. In Dublin City in 1916, the English soldiers, they burned the town. They shelled the buildings, they shot our leaders. The harp was buried beneath the crown. They shot McDermott and Pearse and Plunkett. They shot McDonough and Clark the Brave. From bleak Kilmainham they took their bodies to Arbor Hill to a quicklime grave. And last of all of our 7 heroes, I'll sing the praise of James Connolly. The voice of justice, the voice of freedom, who gave his life that men might be free.